in Brainerd and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Stick around. After the next hour of American Roots, Beth S. is hosting On the River today, a great mix of folk, rock, jazz, blues, and world music picked out by volunteers here at KAXE. That runs from 1 to 3. Tomorrow, the Cloquet Labor Day Parade is at 11 a.m. on Cloquet Avenue from 18th to 8th Street. There's also a car show from 10 to 3 at Dunlap Island. Here is Hour 2 of American Roots on KAXE.
This is American Roots 20 years after the storm and flood that left 80% of New Orleans underwater. We're looking back to that time, noticing how much has changed and what has come back stronger. Culture. Coming up, conversations from that time with Soul Queen Irma Thomas as she rebuilds, a visit to Musician's Village and final thoughts on what Dr. John called the predicament. But first, Louis Armstrong, 1947, with an old pop standard. Beloved by New Orleans tourists, but now a touchstone for how natives and locals felt then in 2005 and now.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day? I know I'm not wrong, the feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away. Miss the moss-covered vines, the tall sugar pines, where mockingbirds used to sing. And I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi a-hurrying into spring. Over Mardi Gras, the memories of Creole's tunes that fill the air. I dream of old Yanders in June, and soon I'm wishing that I were there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans when that's where you left your heart? There's something more. I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans.
Thomas, and you're traveling on American Roots.
When it rained 5 days and the skies turned dark as night. When it rained 5 days and the skies turned dark at night. There was trouble taking place in the lowlands at night.
even get out of my door. Enough trouble to make a poor woman wonder where she's gonna go. They rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. Say they rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. I packed up all my clothes, throwed them in, and they rowed me along. Well, it thundered and lightning, and the winds began to blow.
Soul singer Irma Thomas and her rendition of Bessie Smith's 1927 song, Backwater Blues, that echoed New Orleans' experience of the 2005 flood. Irma recorded it 2 months after the storm. She was among many who lost everything to Katrina, her home and her beloved nightclub, the Lion's Den. Irma set up temporary home in Gonzales, Louisiana, about 40 miles upriver. When Irma returned to her New Orleans house for the first time, the muck was deep. 7 feet of floodwater ruined everything inside except for a few posters on the wall. 2 years after the storm, she was back living in New Orleans East and working on the house. We caught up with her in that year while her front fence was being spray painted.
This house, my neighbor, they had just built this house, wasn't 2 years old when the storm came. So her and her husband are in Houston. He's a lawyer. He's got a job with the law firm there, and she wants to come home, but he's not ready, of course. So they're going to redo their house and rent it out to somebody. My neighbor's in his house right there, and the one next to that, they're in there. He's waiting for some minor work to get finished, and his wife, she's going to come back, I think, in about 2 weeks. But as you can see, there's, you know, quite a few people that's going to be coming back.
Inside her mostly empty house, Irma has been sweeping the dust from the construction. She's got a dining table, the cabinets are in, but no sink or countertops in the bathroom. We asked how it feels to be back home.
Wonderful. We kind of like camping out because I have one functional bathroom, kind of, sort of. So we're showering in the shower, we're brushing teeth and washing faces in the garage at the utility sink, but camping out mode kicks in when you're in this kind of situation. And the other side of that is you're not alone, because I'm not the only person who's living under that kind of situation to be here, because you need to be at the house when you're having work done.
Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet
palate soft and low. I'm broke and I got nowhere to go.
I had made up my mind prior to coming in that whatever was lost in there was things, and the memories that I lost were memories, and I'm making new memories now. So I had already made the disconnect from the stuff that was lost. My career sort of had a resurgence because of the storm. And this is the third storm in my life, but I've always managed to come out of it a little bit stronger than the time before.
When the final candles flickered out, why me is all you can think about. When all your joy has disappeared, your future isn't clear. I'll be your comfort through your pain. I'll be your shelter in the rain. I'll be your comfort through your pain. Yes, I'll be your shelter in the rain.
Hey, baby, you're traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
Didn't it rain, children? Talk about rain, oh, my Lord. Didn't it, didn't it, didn't it, oh, my Lord. Didn't it rain? Oh, didn't it rain, children? Talk about rain, oh, my Lord. Didn't it, didn't it? Didn't it, oh, oh, my Lord, didn't it rain? Yeah, rain 40 days, 40 nights without stopping. Nor was glad when the rain stopped dropping. Knock out the window, knock at the door. Cry, brother Nora, can't you take a more? Knock right, no, no, you're full of sin. God got the key and you can't get in. Listen, how's it raining? Will you listen? How's it raining? Just listen. It's raining all day, all night, all night, all day. Just listen, it's raining. Just listen, it's raining. Just listen, it's raining. Some moaning, some groaning, some groaning, some praying. Well, oh. Into the south, into the east, into the west. All day, all night, all day. Just listen, it's raining. Just listen, it's raining. Oh, listen, it's raining. Some praying, some crying, some running, some moaning. Will you listen? It's raining, just listen, it's raining, just listen, it's raining. Didn't it rain, children? Rain on my Lord. I did not, did not, I did not hold on my Lord. Didn't it rain, 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 rain.
Thank you. lay down my burden down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. 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 I'm gonna put down my sword and shield down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna put down my sword and shield down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war.
Dr. Michael White, the clarinet player who lost his home and entire musical archive, which included 50 rare antique clarinets. He told us that while the physical objects were gone, he still had the memory of his time working with the older New Orleans musicians. That inspired him to write new music and record 5 new albums. Before Dr. Michael White, we heard from the Queen of Gospel, New Orleans native Mahalia Jackson, 1954, with her take on the spiritual, Didn't It Rain? We'll be back in conversation with the late rhythm and blues drummer Smokey Johnson at Musicians Village in the 9th Ward of New Orleans, and music from proud native son Delfio Marsalis when American Roots returns.
Join us for the 5th annual Grand Rapids River Fest, Saturday, September 6th, presented by KAXE, the City of Grand Rapids, and sponsored by Grand Rapids State Bank. The lineup features Courtney Barnett, Margot Price, Jeremy Albino, and Alan Sparhawk. Come along for a day of great music along the banks of the Mississippi River. Tickets available now at GrandRapidsRiverFest.com.
This is American Roots with our program looking back 20 years ago to the destruction in New Orleans caused by the failed levees and the havoc of Katrina, but also looking forward with the touchstones of what makes New Orleans, New Orleans. Here's a 2020 recording by Delfio Marsalis and his Uptown Jazz Orchestra with Dr. Bryce Miller on vocals telling us all about it.
I'm so New Orleans, like syncopated beats with uptown grooves. Ooh. When you hear that big bass drum, yeah, you can't help but move. I'm so New Orleans, from the West Bank to the East.
All over New Orleans.
No matter where you live, drop that beat, we buck jump in the street.
Let's go.
I'm so New Orleans, being petty is how we roll.
You know that.
Yeah, our Saints got robbed, so we had us a boycott bowl.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm so New Orleans, I be pretty as Wild Chopper too, as Mardi Gras Day. And when you hear this uptown funk, you know we coming to slay. I'm so New Orleans, I remember living the Ninth Ward, meant that you was poor. But nah, that's where all the new hippies wanna go. I'm so New Orleans, Buddy Bolden Blues in the birthplace of jazz. Our music be so funky, make you shake your thing, shake your face. I'm so New Orleans, I remember crawfish was $1.27 a pound. Shopping at the Circle Food Store, that's how our folk used to get down. I'm so New Orleans, we brass so hard, tickle all the teeth in your mouth. Bang, give them a little taste, so they know just what I'm talking about. Come on! My city special is black. You can change what you want, but huh? Nah, you can't change that. I'm so New Orleans, I remember when rent was $500. But in this new New Orleans, yeah, $2,500 if you got good luck. I'm so New Orleans, it makes me proud that Louis Armstrong was a Zulu king. That let me know from an early age I could do just about anything. I'm so New Orleans, man, this music here, it done changed my life. I love my city, love my culture. Mr. Hamp in them purple nights. I'm so New Orleans. You know we used to have parades out in the East. Ice skating at the plaza, Sunday skate country, the Zeph at Punch Train Beach. I'm so New Orleans. Man, I really miss those lemon hubic pies. Yeah, come smoke my peace pipe. It'll put some tears up in your eyes. I'm so New Orleans. I remember back when the Honorable Dutch Moriel was our mayor. Our city seen some hard times, but we blessed with love and prayer. I'm so New Orleans, but Charity Hospital ain't where I was born. Yeah, Big Daddy's grown, 6'2" chocolate, let me blow some of this horn. Marching through the schoolhouse door. Other skating ring in the Ninth Ward, the one with those hardwood floors. I'm so New Orleans, from Jazz Fest to Second Line Parades. Yeah, strike up the band, cause we'll find a reason to party every day. I'm so New Orleans, 12 inches, extra butter. Yeah, I'm talking about a shrimp pool boy. Girl, get your mind out the gutter. I'm so New Orleans, red beans on Mondays, and daiquiris to go. This here be them African grooves. Yeah, stump your feet on the floor. I'm so New Orleans, we celebrate life out here in these streets.
Yeah, you're right.
You can do what you want, roll with it, baby, shake that thing for me. I'm so New Orleans, I like to make it do just what it do. And I'm swinging with the Uptown Jazz Orchestra, baby, bringing that party to you.
1890 to the land of the beautiful queens. I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna see Nene, my pa Rank, Cousin, and my ma and pa. Gonna plant my feet on Rampart Street and be there for the Mardi Gras. I've been to Cuba, South America way. I've been to Euro, Mexico is okay. Over in France, the chicks are really fine. I get my kicks below the Mason-Dixon line. Going back home, T98, never more will I roam. Gonna get my fill of gumbo filet, cause New Orleans is my home. To the land of the beautiful queens. I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna get me crawfish, jambalaya, red beans, and some fine praline. Gonna get some loving that will satisfy back home in New Orleans.
New Orleans band leader, musicians union president, and our neighbor, the ever evanescent Deacon John, with his version of Joe Liggins' song, Going Back to New Orleans. So many New Orleanians wanted to come back to the city. And for some, the challenge to find a new home was met in Musicians Village, Habitat for Humanity's flagship rebuilding project in post-Katrina New Orleans, a development of affordable housing for musicians, and others left homeless by the flood. The village was built by volunteers, donors, and future occupants. One of the grand elders of the residents of Musicians Village was the late rhythm and blues drummer Smokey Johnson. Smokey played for 28 years with Fats Domino and had a hit record of his own, It Ain't My Fault.
You know, over the years, life has changed in New Orleans. Of course, one of the big changes is what happened with the floods that came after Katrina. They affected the Ninth Ward, especially the Lower Ninth, but all around. And now you live here in Musicians Village, in the Ninth Ward.
Yeah.
What made you decide to move here?
Well, without my house was blown away. I was living in a big condo in the east.
New Orleans East.
Yeah, I lived there for 18 years. That's the first time I ever ran from a store.
Well, here you are now in Musicians Village. When did you move into your house?
I moved in here 2.5 years ago.
And what are your feelings about Musicians Village as a place to live?
It's nice. You know, they got a lot of musicians around there, a lot of young cats. They do different type of music, some of them.
One of those young cats is Smokey's neighbor, Helen Gillet, a Belgian-born classically trained cellist who came to New Orleans to learn to improvise.
I have to convince people that they might want cello on their project. A lot of times, I don't think they realize what it offers, you know, and I think they maybe don't realize that there's a cellist around who can go off the chart and just jam out for a while or take a solo.
I asked Helen and her friend Smokey Johnson about being neighbors in Musicians Village and how they first met.
The first time I met Smokey was we were doing our construction hours.
Sweat hours.
Sweat equity.
That's the Habitat for Humanity term, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, what is sweat equity?
I'll put it this way. I got a trophy right there on the wall.
Yeah, let me see what we got. First of all, it's a gigantic spike of the kind that looks like you used a hammer, like 4x4s and 8x8 beams. Right. Your award is for sorting over 13 million nails. Yeah, that's fine, man. That's a fine, fine award.
And
you got about a 12-foot nail on your...
That's right.
Yeah. What was your sweat equity, Helen?
I had to go get nails from, you know, Smokey. I had to get them, I put them in my belt and hammer nails into wood, whether it's building a wall, putting a roof on, putting the hurricane straps on the beams.
And the cello.
I played the cello for volunteers
for the workers. Yeah, yes. you gave them a soundtrack. But you basically, it sounds like you met Smokey both doing nails for Musicians Village.
I think the nails is maybe where it started, but then I think gardening has been another very big bonding experience for the two of us because we both like to garden.
What do you got in your garden, Helen?
Well, I've got some green peppers and I've got some okra and I've got tomatoes and three types of jasmine vines.
The green thumb man over here, the drummer, is nodding along. What about your gardening? What's your preference?
Well, I'm a farmer now.
Are you?
I got tomatoes, I got okra, I got cucumbers, I got sugar cane.
You got sugar cane growing here in Musicians Village?
Yeah, man.
How big a crop of sugar cane you got growing?
Oh, well, it's low now because it's been cut.
Right. But you didn't have 100 acres of sugar cane.
Oh, no. Well, that's the only thing wrong with Musician Village. I don't have enough room on the back nine to raise my crop.
You came back, you lived in New Orleans East, and now you live in Musicians Village. That's a long life of traveling and coming home. You feel pretty good about where you are right now?
Oh, yeah, I like it where I'm at now. Oh, but I'll be here for a long time. You can come to my house anytime.
Oh, good, I know where I can get my tomatoes and okra.
Yeah, get back there.
Water don't mix, petroleum don't go good for no fish.
Oh, it ain't my fault.
But PP, big pimpin', big problem, bad present. Billionaire pirate, born a point, first pressure.
Oh, it ain't my fault.
Say, man, who pushed the marsh back? It's where the hurricane shelter in the garden at.
Oh, it ain't my fault.
Shit. From the Gulf of Mexico to the broke level wall, something gone wrong and it's somebody off.
Oh, it ain't my fault.
Skip the city, the city, go to the rock and hide they face. See the rock right out, don't hide in place. City, go to the rock and hide they face. See the rock right out, don't hide in place. City, go to the rock and hide they face. See the rock right out, don't hide in place. Hold on, hold on.
Preservation Hall Jazz Band with Trombone Shorty, Lenny Kravitz, and Mos Def updating Smokey Johnson's tune, It Ain't My Fault. Back in 2010, and calling out the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf. It's a tragedy that amplified how fragile the environment is on the post-Katrina Gulf Coast. In a minute, the cultural politics of Katrina with the late Dr. John and a song of hope from piano professor Eddie Bo when American Roots returns.
How are you doing today? I'm Malachi Coons. Thanks for hanging out with KAXC. More from American Roots coming up right after this. We received support from the McKnight Foundation. Local author Anne Marie Erickson celebrates the launch of her new book, In the Evening We'll Dance, a memoir and essays on love and dementia, this Thursday, September 4th at 7 p.m. at the McCrosty Art Center in Grand Rapids. Erickson will read brief excerpts of the book and sign copies. Reminder that coming up at 1, stick around for On the River with Beth S. Right now, more from American Roots.
I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots. Looking at the state of our hometown, New Orleans, now 20 years after Katrina, we're about to hear Dr. John's assessment of the recovery from 2008. But first, the Bayou Maharaja, James Booker, cheers us on toward a better future for everyone. Make a better world on American Roots.
The world we know was built on skills, but that alone don't count. Without the sweat and toils of my mind, well, it wouldn't be worth the time. You gotta live and give, share and care. Really puts love in the air. When your neighbor's down in trouble, you gotta pick him up. Nobody can live in despair. Everybody let's sing, sing, sing. Everybody let's sing, let freedom ring. Let's all pitch in, do our thing. Make a better world to live in. Everybody let's sing, sing, sing. Everybody let's sing, let freedom ring. Let's all pretend we got to do our thing. Make a better world to live in, live in, live in. Shake a hand, make a friend.
Show is over.
and the city fast asleep. And I'm lost in a world that's just too cold and deep. I've turned so many ways. I'm spinning like a tower. And I wish that I could get off. Or get this world to stop. I'm a stranger and afraid. I'm a stranger and free. I'm a stranger and free in a world I never made. I'm always chasing dragons. The soul that's made of tin. So I know in my soul there's no way I can win. I try, ooh, I try. But there's no place I can go. And there's no one here who knows me. I'm a stranger and a free. I'm a stranger and a free.
Dr. John, World I Never Made, a song he wrote with Doc Pomus and recorded in 2005. The late Mack Rebennack, better known as Dr. John, the New Orleans pianist and songwriter, had been watching the Katrina recovery while living mostly around New York since the 1980s. But his roots and spirit were always in New Orleans, the Third Ward neighborhood. Dr. John, who had largely avoided social causes in his songs of jinx love, hoodoo, and mystery, put out a record 3 months after the storm, Zipiana Hurricane. He kept hearing more distressing stories and wanted to speak out further. Here's Dr. John in 2008.
When you see enough things going very pervertedly from the federal government, state government, and city government on every level of the people that are supposed to be trusted servants acting like the people are not so trusted slaves. This is not exactly the way our founding fathers envisioned this country to be.
City That Care Forgot is not what you'd call a party or hoodoo rock record. It's brave,
And it didn't take courage. I couldn't have lived with myself if I didn't do this record.
Heading over to the train, babe. In the state of things. Thinking about Father Ledoux.
It's an album filled with the footprints and fabric of New Orleans from the historic black neighborhood called the Treme, an area that nurtured many of the musicians that Dr. John has revered over the years.
It starts out thinking about the Treme, and I remember I was walking around there right not too long after the storm, and it's like, it was just like really strange, the vibes around everything at that time. I started mentioning people that were like men a ton to me, men and guys, whether it was Jesse Hill Poops and Alvin Robinson Shine and all of the guys that were like Google Eyes and that were like part of my history with within both the Treme, the Seventh Ward, and that area of New Orleans.
Memories of Google Eyes, old man Rip, big time grip, best book up, boobs and shiny tips.
The thing I think you're zoning in on there is that for the city to recover, it really needs to take care of its people, and the artists are the people that really define whole communities.
Everything of New Orleans is a special thing unto itself. Our music is something special. People can copy it and all of that, but they can't do what's the homegrown thing. It just comes on natural.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you wonder how we do it, short version,
we get in there.
And if you wonder how we do it, the short version is
we get in there.
Wanna sit down?
Mac, has anybody ever complained to you about this record yet? Has anyone on high said this isn't what Dr. John should do?
I've heard that it gigs sometime when I try not to refrain from calling them how I see them.
Frustration and despair could kill a man. It's already did just that. Anybody if they know a friend that died from suicide, don't say yeah for that.
I feel it's a one of our first right amendment is to say a freedom of speech. I utilize it. We have rights. Even though I think a lot of them are being infringed upon. I mentioned some of them in this record. I don't think I'm the only person that feels this way. If New Orleans is going to have any way of resolving any of these problems, I'm going to call it how I see it.
Life is a near-death experience. On this great big earth, and it could be a little taste of heaven if we only do our work. But all we gotta do is want it bad enough to. Right.
You might be surprised. From Dr. John's post-Katrina album, City That Care Forgot. Dr. John, Mac Rabinack, passed away on June 6, 2019. Before we bring our show to a close, we wanted to visit with one more of our musical heroes lost since Katrina. The late piano professor Eddie Bo, born Edwin Bocage, was from a family of Creole craftsmen who laid bricks, did carpentry, and plaster work. Eddie is known to the public for his 1960s R&B hits like Hook and Sling and Check Mr. Popeye. When we met at a piano a few weeks after the storm in 2005, I asked Eddie for a song and his thoughts on the recovery of New Orleans.
It's going to take some time, but I think the music will help the people heal. Music is a healer. Mm-hmm. And I think that the more the musicians trickle back into the city, that I think it will come back.
I wonder if you have a song that you might sing that would give us all a little bit of hope for the city. I'm thinking of classic songs like Saints, you know, things like that. Is there something in particular that comes to mind as a song of hope for New Orleans?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think Saints would be very, very, very good. Yes, sir. Be in that number.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New kiss in my hand. Now ain't that a shame? I'm leaving here today. Yes, I'm going back home to stay. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. You used to be my honey. Tell you for talking.
guess I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans.
The late Fats Domino, bringing our program to a close with a wistful song of return to the city that he loved, Walking to New Orleans, 1960. Fats' lower Ninth Ward home flooded in 2005, forcing him and family to be rescued by helicopter. He was never able to return to live there. Fats passed away in 2017. All these memories of post-Katrina struggle, return, and collaboration to help rebuild New Orleans and the Gulf South give me hope in these confusing and difficult times in America today. Let's be inclusive and work together to make our country well and better with liberty and justice for all. American Roots is produced in collaboration with Tulane University School of Liberal Arts. Our presenting station's WWNO-FM at the University of New Orleans. Special thanks to our team back in Diluvian times, Kari Mayama, Jason Ryan, Ryan Bressa, and our KRVS and Lafayette friends. And Andy Horowitz, an awarded historian of Katrina, based now in Hartford, Connecticut. Check out his book, Katrina, A History, 1915 to 2015. And just out, The Prince of New Orleans, The Life of Alan Toussaint, written by his daughter, Allison Toussaint. Very suitable for second, third, fourth, and fifth graders. It's Alan Toussaint's life. Wonderful book. And his loss after Katrina spirited this book forward. Our American Roots crew for this program included Maureen Loughran, Olivia Broslowski, Lauren Callahan, the late Ken Mills, and Gavin Hannenberg. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our website, AmericanRoots.org, or send us a note to mail@amroutes.org. Thanks to the National Endowment for the Arts for their continued support, as well as Jim Hart in Chicago, New Orleans & Co., Offbeat, and New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund. Stay well. Until that time, I'm Nick Spitzer for American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
Listeners know how important it is to support stations like KAXE KBXE.
Anyone who can, be sure to donate, because as all of us know, we listen to this Green Cheese and all the other programming on the stations. We really, really love it and don't want anything to happen to it. So it's really important to give what you can.
One thing I wanted to do is I wanted to talk to everybody out there. Radio is important when it's unique and it's interesting and it's local, and given your current funding situation, everybody out there should be doing something about that, no matter how little it is. If everybody did something, it makes a tremendous difference. Think about Saturday nights with no green cheese. That sounds terrible.
It would be so boring.
This is the queen, and I'm going to make an edict. All cheeses, get your checkbooks out and send in some money to our favorite station and show, and my check will be in the mail tomorrow.
Donate now at KAXE.org.